بالله الرحمن الرحيم تسيزا شعر بعارف بالله حضرت اختص حضرت معنا شاه حكيم محمد اختص صاحب نور الله مرقده تتايتل ايز يا صبح يا مدينة يا شام يا مدينة يا صبح يا مدينة يا شام يا مدينة مبارك تجھے قیام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا مومینہ یا عالم تیرا کیف خوش حرام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جا مومینہ عالم تیرا کیف خوش حرام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے قیام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلپا نیت ہے چھوگی نگاہوں میں سلپا نیت ہے چھوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلپا نیت ہے چھوگی جو پائے گا دل میں پیام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ
دیتا ہے نام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کا ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں نظام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کا ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں نظام مدینہ ہو زید اخوتن غم دو جہاں سے ہو زید اخوتن غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ ہو زید اخوتن غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ 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 برا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. اشعار اللہ حضرت حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, اینڈ دس شوز ہز لو فار مدینہ شریف. می اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ٹیک اس اگین اینڈ اگین ٹو مدینہ شریف. یہ صبح مدینہ, یہ شام مدینہ, دیز آر دا مارننگز اینڈ دا ایوننگز آف مدینہ. ریفرنگ ٹو ایگزامپل, اے پرسن گوز بفور دا ٹائم آف تہجد وین ڈان بریکس, اور دا ٹائم آفٹر فجر وین ہی کمز آؤٹ آف دا مسجد, از دا ٹائم آف اشراق when the sun is rising, or when a person goes, for example, before Asr Salah, after Asr Salah, when sun is setting at the time of Maghrib. What a beautiful scene. People from all the hotels, all the places of residence, they are coming out, going out to pour their hearts out of durood and salam upon the master of the both the world, Nabi Akram Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, as our Shaykh Azim Muhammad Hamid Sahib explained last night, that our intention should be correct as well. When a person goes to Medina Sharif, it should not be for leisure and pleasure, just like a person goes for holiday, other areas, Europe, America, etc. It shouldn't be that we go just to have a holiday, a break. But our one of the intentions, the ulama explained, that we are going to make ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And for short periods, some ulama mentioned, it is better to go for short periods, return and go back again. Because when a person stays too long, then sometimes he becomes very complacent. Then unfortunately, the azmat of the Madina Sharif, of Roza Athar, then diminishes in the person. And Alhamdulillah, give us tawfiq in the month of Ramadan. I think it was in the 13th night of Ramadan or 14th, where the Imam of the Medina Sharif stood up and he gave some advices. And among the advices, he said that unfortunately the Zuwar in Medina, those who are coming to Medina, are very attached to their phones. And in what he meant was, there's so much of tasweer, photography, there's so much of selfies, so much of disrespect to the masjid itself, to Roza Athar, and to going in front of Roza Athar. Now selfies are being taking place, where musical tones are being played. This all causes takrib to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We were there one morning, and the Ishraq time, and then normally with the umbrellas are in the front, so they put up the hijab for now for the women folk to come. And all of a sudden you hear so much of running, so much of noise, and the person thinks, what is happening? And unfortunately these women make so much of noise, men folk also guilty of it. Allah forgive us, that we should have the respect for Medina Sharif, the respect for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the tajalli that which Musa alayhi salam asked to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّ لِلْجَبَلِ جَعَلُوا دَكَّ وَخَرَّ مُسَى صَعِيقًا. That one small portion of tajalli that came on Mount Tur, and it caused the mountain to shatter into smitherings, and Nabi Musa alayhi salam fell unconscious. So the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming all the time in Medina Sharif. And on the heart of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that is mentioned later on, huwa alladhi anzala as-sakinata fi qulubil mu'minin, that the sakina actually comes in the heart of the believers. And the greatest of believers, the greatest of mankind, is none other than Nabi akram Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That the sukoon, whatever blessing we see in Medina Sharif, this is through the blessings of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessings of the kajur, the blessings of the azan, the blessings of jamaat in salah, the jamaat, the blessings of going in front of Roza Athar. What great ni'mat and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when we go, we should go with the right frame, with the right attitude, inshallah. So this sukoon, one alim mentioned very, very beautifully, that the tajalli of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he went for Miraj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fortified his heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala washed it with zamzam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala filled it with iman, filled it with wisdom. So that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go towards the seven heavens and beyond, even up to Sidratul Muntaha, he even saw Jibreel alayhi salam in his original form. The other is a normal heart would not able to take it. But because the tajalli of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came in the heart of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then the first recipients of this tajalli was none other than the Sahaba, Rijal, the men around the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the men around Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were the first recipients of this tajalli. Then when now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away, for us to receive the tajalli is to go in front of Roza Athar and pour our hearts out. One is a person reads from some paper, some book, he is reading parrot fashion, but you read from the heart. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And now a person goes, there are guards over there, and the best, I advise one person, that when you go when there is a big crowd, because when there is no crowd, they'll see you standing there alone, they might just chase you away. But if there is a big crowd, then there is greater possibility of you now getting mixed in the crowd. You stand your ground, let the people pass you, and you'll see, alhamdulillah, much time can be spent in reciting salawat and salam upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of the tajallis that we receive is standing in front of Roza Athar. Then another aspect for those who are further away from Medina Sharif, those who can't afford it, then Allah has made it easy that we recite salawat and salam and durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like this, when a person recites salawat and salam, a link is created between our hearts and the hearts of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The more durood we recite, the more firmer the link and the bond is created. Then another form of tajalli is when a person comes back and he shares whatever zamzam he has and the dates of Medina Sharif. That is also the tajalli from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah grant us the tawfiq that wherever we go, we attain the real blessings of Medina Sharif. That is where the sukoon is. That is where peace will prevail. And that is the place where is rahmat and barakat is. On one occasion there was a drought in Medina Sharif, and they came to complain to Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha. So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha mentioned that make a hole in the ceiling above the grave, the Mubarak grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and that there should be no barrier between the heavens and the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In other words, that hole should be such that from the heavens it can come through right through the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, a small hole. And subhanallah, when they done that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent abundance of rain, where the camels benefited, the vegetation benefited, and all this was to the mercy of the Mubarak presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the place of that we got Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam here in Medina Sharif, that is far superior than Jannat. That the dust that settles on the Mubarak body and the grave of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah grant us the true love of Medina Sharif. Bala jaye kya hai jam wa meena hai alam tera kayf hai khush kharam Medina. What do the people know of the entire universe? What do they know regarding the beautiful strollings in Medina Sharif and the beautiful effects that a person gets in Medina Sharif? What do the people know what about sukoon? What do the people know about rahmat and barakat? They only will come to know when they go to Medina Sharif. They will go and perceive these blessings. And the more a person goes to in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more salam. Our Hazrat Shaqi Muhammad Akhtasar rahmatullahi, among his teachings, he mentioned that when a person goes over there, then he should recite this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِلْظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهُ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدَ اللَّهُ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. There is a great incident that is mentioned where a person, he read this ayat of the Quran al-Kareem, and he read the beautiful couplets like our Shaykh always mentions, يَا خَيْرَ مَنْ دُفِّنَ بِالْقَاءِ أَعْظُمُهُ فَطَابَ مِنْ طِيبِهِنَّ أَلْقَاهُ وَالْأَكَمُ روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكن والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم. So this person read it, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in a person's dream and said that this person is forgiven. So Hazrat Shah Hakim Aqsar rahmatullahi explained how should we go when we read this ayat. So this ayat means that when a person wrongs himself, جاءوك, they come to you, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Second thing, فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ, they make istighfar unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولِ, and the Rasul will make istighfar on your behalf. لَوَجِدَ اللَّهَ التَّوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. So when a person comes in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we address, so to say, to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that two things were in my capacity. What is the two things? جَاءُكَ, that oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come, I'm present before you. Second thing, فَاسْتَغْفَرُ اللَّهِ, we make istighfar. At that moment you should make sincere istighfar. Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa wal hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Our tawajjuh should be unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we say, oh ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the third thing is mentioned, wastaghfir lahum ar-rasul, that the Rasul will make istighfar on your behalf. So we ask, ya Rasulullah, you seek forgiveness on our behalf. So as a wasila, as an intermediary, we ask through the beautiful Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that oh Allah forgive our sins. Allah will definitely forgive us inshaAllah. Then the fourth says, Medina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par ho madde nazar ihtiram Medina. Today is modern Medina. Unfortunately, so many franchises have come from outside Medina Sharif. And to go for a little while to Medina Sharif, now recently one of my friends told me, he's surprised that his nephew, he managed to get a cheap ticket and he went only for the weekend. He went Thursday night and he's coming returning on Monday. He said, so much of money they're spending all just to go to Makkah and Medina and coming back. So I told him, there's nothing to be surprised. People are actually going for guna for a weekend. For example, people are going to UAE, people are going to Dubai, people are going to all Riyadh, all the nightclubs and all the music concerts, for what? For haram. Yeah, a person Allah gave him tawfiq to go to Medina Sharif, alhamdulillah, to go to Makkah al-Mukarramah. So as I mentioned at the beginning, that a person should go short span of time, return, go back again. And to this, a person will only get if he sits in the company of the awliya Allah. That those who have the true lovers of the Haramain Sharifin, the true lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we walk in the gullies of Medina, unnecessary, we should not go to the bazaars. If necessary, we go with the sunnah of supporting the people of Medina Sharif. That also we will get rewarded. And as Hafiza Rahmatullahi, he used to actually buy toys for his grandchildren. So people used to ask him, why are you buying so many toys for your grandchildren? So he said, the hikmah behind is that when they look at the toys of Medina Sharif, they may draw from their heart, take my nana back again to Medina Sharif. So that through the blessings of bringing these toys, whatever it may be, or gifts of hadiyas, so through their blessing they go back to Medina Sharif. There was a person by the name of Fahim Sahib, Muftaram Fahim Sahib. He is the grandson of Abrar al-Haq Sahib, Rahmatullahi Alayhim. He used to be saying that, Kaha ye meri kismat, ya haziri haram ka, ya haziri Madina ka. That where is my kismat, where is my good fortune, that I am present in Medina Sharif. Kya main jaagta hoon ya Rab ya khab dekhta hoon. Oh my Rab, am I awake or am I seeing a dream? So he mentions that whenever I used to read this poem while making tawaf, hey haziri tawaf ka, then Allah should bring me again back the following year. So whenever we make tawaf, also another our Sheikh told us that imaginary we should try and write on a pillar, obviously without the presence of the guards or any of those army officers there, we should write on the bar on one of the pillars. Imaginary with your finger, inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran la raduka ila ma'ad. Many people have tried this, alhamdulillah, and they found Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took them very quickly back to Madina Sharif. Madina, 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 bara lutf deta hai naam Madina, the beautiful name Madina. We say Madina Munawwara, Madina Sharif. We have respect and love for Madina Sharif. So many awliya Allah, so many sahaba radiallahu anhu are buried over them. Is mention of Imam Malik rahmatullahi, he's also buried in Madina Sharif. And one person by the name of Sheikh Alawi rahmatullahi, he mentioned when he came to see Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, and while he was being Hazrat Sheikh al-Hadith, sent one of his khadims to accompany this person, Sheikh Alawi rahmatullahi. So Sheikh Alawi rahmatullahi told one of the khadims and the murids that you are very fortunate because you have got the Imam Malik of the times. And I said, I can prove it to you. He said, there are similarities between Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith and Imam Malik rahmatullahi. He said, the first one is both were the lovers of the Haram Madina Sharif. The second one is that both of them were involved in occupation of Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The third one, he said that Imam Malik is the author of Mu'atta Imam Malik. And the commentary of Awjazul Masalik is Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi. And the fourth one we inshallah we are going, maybe we will see it, is Imam Malik rahmatullahi is buried in Madinatul Munawwarah, in Jannatul Baqi. That Hazrat Shaykh was alive and Allah made it such that Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is buried in Madina Sharif in Jannatul Baqi. So it was mentioned to one Mufti Sahib. So the Mufti Sahib said, I'll add one more point. So he said Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is buried, Imam Malik rahmatullahi is buried next to his ustad, Imam Nafi rahmatullahi. And Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith is buried next to his ustad and Shaykh Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Harunpuri rahmatullahi. Subhanallah. This was the love they had for Madina Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us even an outer of that. Nigaah mein sultaniyat hech ho gayi, jo paayega dil mein paigham e Madina. The greatness and the auspiciousness of everything, of all the kingdoms, will fall away when the person has the nizam of Medina, the system of Medina. In other words, the sunnah of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We go to Makkah Mukarramah, we come back, we come with the zamzam of Medina. And we go to Medina Sharif, we bring not only the date from Medina Sharif, we bring alive the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if it looks insignificant, every sunnah we should try and bring alive. Once we go to Madina Sharif, the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes into our heart. Inshallah, this automatically will be a means of bringing sunnah alive in our lives, inshallah. Sukoon-e jahan tum kahan dhoondte ho, sukoon-e jahan hai nizam-e Madina. Where are you looking for this sukoon? Where are you looking for all this beautiful environment awe of rahmat, of mercy and tranquility. This is only found in Medina Sharif. And this all for the blessings of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the more, the lesson is, we should try and increase our salawat and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Friday, it's given that we should try and read 300 or even 1000 times, but daily, without even being reminded, we should take our time, recite Durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and take our time, and even make our muraqabah, that I'm sitting here, I'm sitting in a masjid, I'm sitting in my home, I'm sitting in my room, but this Durood 100% is being bring and is being conveyed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he even gives jawab, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even makes dua on our behalf, subhanallah. So our Durood and salawat, as the Shaykh al-Hadith mentioned, that whenever difficulties came on any piece of the earth, whenever there were wars, they were looting, they were plundering, and they were mass killings, then he found one of the things that relieved them from all this was durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah grant us the tawfiq, inshallah. Ho azad akhtar gham do jahan se jo ho jaye dil se ghulam Madina. That as Aksumista Rahmatullahi is saying, he's pouring his heart out over here. He's saying that to get us relief from all types of grief, all types of worry, all concern, then he should become the ghulam of Medina. That is the slave of Medina Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a reality, inshallah.